that fan.
The only thing that's blown Todd in years. I know. This is going to be the worst podcast. You'd be like, before we started recording, it was amazing.
You want to hit that fan thing again?
I mean, technically, I am recording you right now.
Oh, so. Okay.
Oh, good, yeah.
We are live.
Well, if the rest of this sucks, then just put this part.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did one in L.A. with, do you know Craig Conant? He's like a weirdo stoner. But the whole podcast, he was like, you ever smoke so much pot you can't move for 6 days?
Oh, yeah, nope. I saw that clip. Yeah.
Nope. And then I was like, it's tough to try and riff with people you've never really, you
right,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I felt I'd like jump in, and he'd be like, stop interrupting me. I'm like, oh, I'll just shut up. So sorry.
Like, get pissed off.
Like, but then he was like, I'm just playing. I was like, well, I don't know if that's real. Or
yeah.
I'm just going to sit here until he asks me something.
Right.
And then it'd get quiet, and he's like, oh my God, I don't know.
Yeah. Can I talk
now? It's hard, man.
Hello, beautiful.
Hi, gorgeous.
Let's see?
Nice.
This is the special.
Yeah,
right?
That's
on
right.
YouTube right
on
now.
On YouTube right now, Andrew J. Rivers. And
with 800-pound gorilla.
Yes.
It wasn't.
Not you.
Thank you. Thought I was setting you up.
Yeah,
anyway.
You're like softball. I'm like.
So have you ever smoked so much weed that you've been passed out for 6 days?
No. I like I'm not one of those guys that's like, I want to smoke to meet Jesus. Like, I want to smoke and meet SpongeBob. Like, that's my limit. You
right.
know? Like, I just want a little bit of drugs all the time.
You do a lot of the dope shows, right?
Yeah.
You've been doing them in Hawaii?
Yes. Come
that's
out.
Gotta be,
love
I
to
would
see
love
you
to.
In a thong, yeah. Well, July 20th and 19th, I think we're going out.
So my birthday weekend, and I haven't, and now this is the first time I've been invited. Actually, I would 100% go.
It's just expensive, so, I mean, transporting you across the across the Pacific. You, bet
a,
you could swim.
There's not a good shipping boat that'll...
I think that got... You clogged up the Suez Canal, right? That's what I call my wife.
Yeah, the Suez Canal.
I'm on fire today.
She put the anal in canal.
I'll allow it. I meant you in my ass.
Yeah,
I'll allow it.
Okay.
I mean, it's not gonna get very far, so it's not gonna hurt that much.
All right, and do you remember that time when we were in Spokane? We're doing a weekend with Sam Morril.
Yeah, and you rode the...
Oh, I rode, yeah, yeah. I rode the, what is it, the little scooter
the
thing?
Lime scooters.
By the way,
crushed lime.
My family was just visiting here in Vegas, and my mom uses one of those scooters. She rents a scooter mm-hmm. to get around. It's just a lot easier. She's old. But they went to Big Fat Elvis. I think that's his name, right? Big Fat Elvis? Mm-hmm. That's Big Elvis, but he no-sold it, so... we went to there. They were going to watch it. I wanted to go smoke a cigar in the lounge. So my mom was like, can you please just take the scooter with you so that it's not sitting here in this very crowded lounge. And so I got on the scooter and I rode it to the lounge. And then I realized I'd forgotten my phone in the car. So I had to go there, but I still had the scooter. So I just took the scooter. And I can't tell you, as much as I enjoyed riding around in the scooter, I can't tell you how embarrassing it was. All these people looking at me going, that young man is so obese.
He doesn't even want to walk. How far is it, though?
From the lounge to Harris?
Yeah, where you
parked. Or to the parking lot?
Where?
It's like 17 miles.
Oh, yeah.
You took
a scooter 17 miles?
It's not really 17 miles, but it's long.
It's long.
Like, have you ever parked
17 feet.
I could see
it.
It was
uphill.
From
where I was sitting. Come on.
Yeah,
ways.
What am I supposed to do? Walk it?
Yeah.
I had a fucking scooter.
I'm surprised you made it up here.
Well, they have a crane.
Oh,
and they, they're installing an elevator in here for me. So.
One of those little Joe Biden chairs in the White House.
That's right, yeah. Oh, do you think he has one of those? He's got to, right?
I don't know. I mean, how many times has he tripped on the airplane stairs?
Yeah, how many times has he tripped on flat ground?
It's really sad.
It is sad.
It's we gotta do something. We got to kill one of them.
I heard somewhere that like Netanyahu was saying that he like they control America is basically what he said, which I won't get into that, but it's true. But
you really want to get demonetized on episode 8? That's good.
But
there goes your salary, by the way. Good luck.
But he goes, but seriously, he said that, and then I'm thinking, if any other world leader is watching Biden right now, they're like, well, yeah, who doesn't control? Like, I mean, I used to have a puppy that could control Biden, I feel like.
Just on the leash?
Yeah.
Because he can't.
Yeah, Biden puts him on the leash. Yeah. He's flat on his face. Yeah.
There's a lot of, yeah, it's interesting of like, it's a partnership, but it's like, who really needs, who rescued who?
Right.
And we should get one of those stickers for Israel, you know, who rescued who? Yeah, I am, trying to ignore, you know, because sometimes you get so in your phone and you're like, the world's going, and then you look up and you're like, well, your life's kind of cool,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
Bombs aren't dropping here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I'll take this over, you know.
I think they call it white privilege. But yeah.
Yeah,
I, no, but I'm the same way.
If you
way.
Got it, flaunt it.
Right, exactly.
Let the liquor help you get up on it.
But no, I'm the same way because, like, online, people are terrible. All the time to everybody, but then you go out and you like meet people in real mm-hmm. life, mm-hmm. and people are fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're, I mean, there's assholes like you,
yeah,
sure,
yeah,
but.
Yeah. What I was gonna say too is like a lot of my YouTube, like a lot of comments are really positive for me on my, because a lot of people, a lot of comedians complain about the YouTube, and I'm like 98% of mine's amazing. The only mean ones I get are like, stop talking about politics. And I'm
right.
like, all right, well, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a straight white guy. There's nothing really to talk about for me. So dating apps are crazy, you know. Like,
right.
There's only so much I could do. But, yeah. Sorry, I got lost in your eyes. What were we talking about? Yeah,
what?
The world is crazy. See, that's the – you look up from your phone and you're like, there's this beautiful, sexy man in front of me. I should – appreciate that.
That's my camera. And then
okay.
That's your camera.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. See?
I don't get to look at this camera.
Well, you can. I mean, you got to kind of lean in
doesn't
a little
help.
Bit. But
all right.
See, I can just. I
we no producer camera?
No,
we don't want to.
Face for radio?
Yeah, we don't want to put his. Who was it that was complimenting your voice?
That
Amir.
Was Amir the Miracle, yeah, when we were talking about. The ban in Texas or whatever.
Yeah, we were
Porn
talking
Hub.
About Pornhub,
yeah.
And all of a sudden he just starts.
He's
going
like, "You
off
have a really nice podcast voice," and you know, I was like, "Oh, thanks."
Yeah, he's like, I'll "Talk more about Pornhub." Yeah, yeah.
That's why we have the table here. So
yeah,
you're free to...
It wasn't your jizz on the sign. Surprised you could reach it from back there.
By the way, you're more than welcome to have a liquid death. Not a sponsor yet.
You're gonna drown me in a pool of urine. That would be a liquid death.
That would be a liquid death. I always heard, I don't know if this is going to, I always wanted to try to work this out on.
Refreshing.
I always wanted to try to work this out on stage because one of my mom's favorite sayings when I was younger is if she was mad at somebody, she'd be like, I wouldn't piss on them if they were on fire. And I'm sure you've heard that before.
Yeah.
Like, my thought process was always...
Well, that's what you sent me on my birthday, but...
Well, I just wanted to piss on you.
Yeah.
Because you look like fire. No, but like, I just... If someone's on fire, why would you piss on them? Just grab some water.
Yeah, that's...
I don't... Yeah. They're already having a bad day.
I get anxiety when people are watching, so...
Yeah.
He's like burning, and you're like, it takes a second when there's people watching.
How close do you have to be to the flames?
Oh, man, yeah. With your dick, you're going to be...
I'm going to be in the flames.
Yeah,
I'm going to be in the fire.
It's going to be... That's the second time you've had burns on your dick, but...
Well...
George.
Yeah, oh, yeah. George Burns.
I don't know. What were we talking about?
We were talking about George Burns earlier. Yeah.
It's called a callback, kids.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't on screen,
it's not important.
So it doesn't. Yeah. That's like calling back a joke from the green room.
Yeah, yeah.
On stage.
I'm flailing. Are we going to fight over this third water? Are we going to wrestle?
Yeah, we arm wrestle. We'll do a little thumb wrestle later.
Cute.
And then, but it's just basically because I want to hold your hand.
Yeah. Pissing on someone on fire. I mean, maybe you're in Vegas. There's no water nearby.
I guess that's true.
If they're just on the street,
You're trying to spit, but it just, yeah, after a while.
Well, spit's probably not going to do. But piss, is piss really going to do much either? You'd How much piss
to,
do you?
It would have to be like right after I woke up.
Drink a lot of these.
Yeah. It would have to be like one of those first morning pees.
That's just why I stay hydrated all the time in case someone needs me.
You're a lifesaver.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a first responder. Yeah, number one.
I'd hate to be a second responder.
Yeah, you don't want
to. I'll die, actually. You can just keep that in.
I don't know.
You probably have some very liquid shit.
I was gonna try to word it a little differently, okay. But
liquid shit's the new drink from
chocolate flavor. Well, that's a sponsorship that's dead.
I ruined it.
Are you doing any shows in Vegas?
No.
All right. So,
well, I have, but yeah. Not this. It was Father's Day, and my dad's dying, so I just came down. Thanks for bringing it up.
Well, that's not the flex you think it is, because my dad died. So.
Oh, okay. Oh. Who can play this game?
By the way, I had somebody, like, a while ago, that was going up before me, and they didn't have a good set anyway. So already, it's a bar show, so mm-hmm. already, you know, it's going to be terrible. But this guy, at the end of his set, goes, and he might even be watching this, I don't know, but he literally
He's
goes,
a fan.
He goes, ladies and gentlemen, about 6 months ago or whatever, my dad died, and he was my hero. And then he goes, and 3 months later, I held my baby in my arms while it took its last breath. So I just want to thank you for laughing at me. Please welcome Todd Royce. Like, what the fuck?
And then tonight, I died on stage. Yeah.
But I was like, then you come up there and everyone's just like,
suck that.
At least with a corporate show, you know, there's like, oh, there's probably going to be a slideshow or whatever.
Yeah.
But at a bar gig.
Yeah, at a bar gig. No, I mean, nobody was there.
Your dad died not proud of you.
And then, like, then just to make it even worse, I started off with the whole, you know, don't flex. My dad died too.
Oh, yeah. That was
but I did it like in a very like, and everyone's just like, oh, we don't like you at all.
It was comedy night. We couldn't tell. Yeah, it's funny because my new act right now is like 20 minutes about my dad's cancer. And then like if either my dad or the presidents die in the next 6 months, I'm going to have to just write a whole new hour because it's just going to be irrelevant.
That's why you're telling dad, hey.
Yeah.
Your dad, by the way, legend, Hall of Famer, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Which is not going to be around much longer.
Radio.
Like yeah.
Radio's radio. Going into the yeah. Hall of Fame.
That's funny.
Posthumously.
Yeah. I can't imagine like trying to explain to my kids someday, just pretend I'll have kids.
Sure.
But, like your grandpa used to be famous. I'm like, how many TikTok followers? Right. It's like radio.
Yeah.
What's a radio? It's like TikTok, but longer videos, you know?
Yeah.
They had 5 second videos when you were a kid. Even longer. Yeah, cool guy. He's doing actually really good. Like, it's very, you know, it's just up and down. So, like November, we were like, we think this might be it. We don't know, you know. Yeah. I was kind of praying to, like, I got gigs until December 18th. Just, I don't want to have to cancel a gig and get a call 5 minutes before you're going on stage. And now he's rebounded really well. But, the main thing is he's got like a, he's actually getting a pacemaker. My dad's kind of an idiot. It's very funny. So like he was like on the couch one day and he has like an Apple Watch and it was like, you're having a weird thing, you know, it'll be, and he's like, fucking telemarketers. Cause he's like, I feel fine. I don't
know.
Yeah. And then finally he goes to the hospital. They're like, thank God you showed up. Like this was a weird rhythm thing. And so, and he was kind of fine, but he's been having trouble, like, circulation, trying to get the, like, he's losing his balance a little bit and, like, his feet. And so.
Just join the club.
Yeah. And so he finally was, like, the other day his wrist thing was going off, and he was like, oh, I got to screenshot this because my doctor won't believe me. And then he realized, like, oh, it probably saves it
from,
like, 2 years ago. And so then he he like went through all the stuff, and there was one where it was like at zero. His heart just had stopped one day for no reason. And so he finally went in. He had been going to the heart doctor, and they were like, oh, yeah, we'll come check you out. And then he brought in all the stuff, and they were like, oh, yeah, July 1st, we'll pacemaker, we'll get that all set. So that may just increase everything, because, like, the cancer we're not really worried about as far as that killing him. Like, I keep telling him, I'm like, you just got to stay upright, you know? Like, if you fall and break a hip, they're going to put you down like a racehorse, you know? So they don't just fix you anymore. Right, yeah, so, yeah, I really brought this one.
This is down. A little rough.
Sad.
Yeah.
But no, he's doing good. Thanks for asking.
Sure.
Right. Google Bob Rivers and support my inheritance.
That's right. Bob Rivers is for years has been a part of my family's Christmas because of
that's where he was. He was never at mine.
No, just his Christmas albums. Yeah, are so. Yeah. Now, I don't know if you know this. Your dad put out some Christmas albums.
Yeah, so he was famous for like Christmas. He was like Weird Al, but funny.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if that's
Foreigners.
A, yeah.
What was it like? Walking around in women's underwear.
Yeah.
Yellow snow. White trash Christmas. Yeah. Anyway, lots of the problem is I don't know the real words to the Christmas songs. So like,
oh,
I'm walking through Target and I go, "Police stop my car! Police stop my car!" And people are staring at me. I'm like, "No, it's Feliz Navidad." Okay, I fucked up. And you know, I think that's what it's interesting because his dad was like very like, get a real, don't go into radio. They're not gonna make any money spinning records, and eventually the job became more than that or whatever. But at first, when I started comedy, he was probably like, "Oh God,"
right?
And then he remembered, like, "Oh, my dad was a dick to me," and now he, you know, realizes he should have been a dick to me. But
yeah. Well, after seven specials, he's probably like,
"He still don't got it."
Yeah,
three, but. Well, three and a half.
It felt like seven.
Yeah. So
no, I'm kidding.
They are very long.
Honestly, just watched this is the true story. This morning I was watching Hello Beautiful.
Oh.
And
I didn't see a comment notification.
Well, I haven't. I was watching it on the big screen.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'll make a comment.
Yeah.
But my wife, who works from home, she actually, you know, a little tired of stand-up, but she actually stopped and came in and watched some for a while.
Oh, so from the other room, I'm used to walking people, but
right,
now I'm
actually walked
people.
Into the room.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So she was like, oh, yeah.
She's like, oh, this is a funny guy with
wow, hair. You know, this guy's your friend?
Well, I don't admit that. Yeah.
You should hang around funnier people more often. That's very nice. Thank you very much. That I, you know, I actually told my friend because he's like in the open mic scene more. Brent, my like video guy.
Yeah.
Using
I saw him
to
on
get
the,
stage
the
time. Yeah. So he
he's
directed
put himself
it.
In the video.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He's good. He's we can talk shit about him too, but I got a lot of shit to say. But what was I gonna say? Oh, forgot it already.
Sorry, Brent. He's in the local scene.
Oh, yeah. So he'll tell me, like, people will be like, you know Andrew Rivers or whatever. And I'll be like, what? And so I told him to be like, hey, when people say nice things about me, like, please tell me. Because I'm so insulated, I don't hear it, you know?
Yeah.
And so we now have a thing where he'll be like, just randomly at 1 a.m., he'd be like, oh, these people, whatever, you know? This hooker on the street was like, you were a great customer. And,
did you get the video from that guy? I just remember this at Kimmel's Club. I was coming out of Kimmel's Club, and a guy came up to me. He was like, "You know Andrew Rivers," which is the weirdest. Like, hey, I know you.
Wait,
I've ever gotten.
What?
Yeah,
you were leaving Kimmel's Club.
I was leaving Kimmel's Club after headlining, and
wow.
That's the shocking part of it. And then this guy was out there.
So the bouncer was carrying you out in
like,
a wheelbarrow.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. And this guy just came up to me. He's like, hey, you know Andrew Rivers. And I was like, what are you, an open micer? Like,
yeah.
How do you know?
Wow.
No, but he I think he was there at the Everett Theater that we did with Corey. Well, I should say that you did with Corey. And
yeah,
I was,
yeah.
I did like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you hosted your ass off.
No,
well,
it's still there.
It's still there.
But But then, yeah, then he's like, yeah, let me take a video. I'm going to send it to him. So it's probably like on your Instagram unread file or whatever, but it's a video of me basically just telling you to fuck off and that I hate you and all that sort of stuff.
Maybe I did get that. I try to block out memories with you, but that's cool.
Rubbed one out and then you forgot about it. Yeah. Well,
like most of my ex-boyfriends. But yeah, Brent is cool. He's now like Nate Jackson's tour guy, videographer a little bit.
Okay, that's cool.
He's really like integrated himself really. And it's pretty funny because I give him guest sets. Basically, we have an agreement where like I just pay him $100 and give him a set, and then he'll film and edit it and do all the shit. And so he was doing guest sets at Laughs, and then this other comic stopped in who was opening for like Nate Bargatze or whatever. And Angela comes in, the club owner, and is like, "Hey, Brent, we're bumping you," and he's like pissed, and he's like, this guy, and then he meets Graham, and he's like, "Oh yeah, it's just opening for Nate Bargatze," and he's like, "Oh okay, all right, yeah, there's my intern. I'm gonna be Nate Bargatze's yeah. video guy, you know." So
yeah,
he's just really networky, and it's just a fun way to shit on him.
Is he funny?
No.
Okay,
but so he's got a couple. I have told him he's funny before, and he
well,
uses
of course,
that.
You
against
have to.
Me. You have to lie to people, you know.
Right. Yeah. But you've told me I'm funny.
I believe it though. You're a funny guy. I've hired you multiple times.
That's true. Actually, you were the first person to ever hire. Like literally, you're the first person outside of a $10 spot I did in Port Angeles or something like that. You are the first person that put me up at an actual theater and paid me and blew me, which was nice.
Well, that was I'd do that to everybody.
Yeah,
so,
I get it. You had me and Kevin just back. Corey was holding her guts up.
How do you even get in there? Well, Kevin lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah, he cheated. But yeah, he did.
Oh yeah, okay. You can see, is that cheating in the fat world? Is that
listen,
like,
I'm not
is there a stereo? Is there a
stereo?
Well, I mean, yeah. Do you look down on people that are
well, listen, I'm
getting
just
some help.
I don't know if I do or not, although I will say
just because you refuse to change anything about your
I've lost 7 pounds since last time
I
we
could
saw
tell.
Each other.
I could tell.
No, I was actually just talking.
Take that watch off and lose another 10.
I was just talking to another fat comic a while ago, and we were talking about, I think it was about Kevin. It might have been about Jay, because he also did it. And we were both like, fucking cheater.
Yeah.
Like, it does. I think it's great, especially if you're doing it for your health. I go to the doctor all the time, and my doctor's constantly telling me that I need to lose weight. He's like, it's dire. You got to know. But he's like, you know, you're doing well. I just got all my blood work done. Everything's fine. I mean, I'm on a bunch of pills, so I'd like to get off those.
Pills till death. Yeah.
Hey, that's my first special. Pills till death.
It'll come out posthumously.
Right. Yeah. That's the most the word posthumously has ever been used on this podcast.
Yeah.
He's checked out.
You're supposed to be the laugh track.
I am. I'm laughing.
All right.
At least he does pay attention, because it would be horrible if when you were talking about your dad, all of a sudden he just starts, he's like, oh, it hasn't been a laugh in 30 seconds.
Yeah, just cut you off into a topic.
Speaking of, actually, do you have any topics?
Do you
want to
get one? Yeah. So I'm kind of like into the whole like alien and conspiracy stuff. So I thought this would be kind of fun to talk about. If you remember this in COVID.
Why is there a Jewish? What kind of aliens?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So did you hear about this? This mystery monolith appears
it's
in
back.
Las Vegas. So it is back. So
it's back again. Okay, I was reading that. I was like, yeah, this is 2020.
In 2020, it popped up, and then it is just now in another part of like where you have to literally hike all the way up to it. The cops found it. Don't know where it came from. And I thought it was pretty interesting. It's all glass, so it's pretty.
I like to think that this is something very supernatural, but I also realistically think that probably after it was taken down in 2020, the guy put it up somewhere and he's like, they'll find this and be like, this is crazy. And then he's just like waiting like, Christ, 4 years.
It's pretty intense though, because it's a heavy piece of equipment for people to kind of lug out in the middle of nowhere too. There's one in Utah, and then there's one overseas as well. Supposedly, they still don't know, but they say it's like an artist doing it.
Right.
Which
it's
is
gotta be.
But, yeah.
I mean, like, if aliens come back, that's how they're going to do it. Like.
Right. Let's put a little, yeah, well, a little piece right
fuck
here.
With them. We lose our Lego set and we drop it in the desert or whatever.
But I like to think that's what happened with the pyramids. You know, a billion years ago, people just put the other, oh, this is going to be hilarious. When they're going to be like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
It's a good crack. Yeah.
How did... You're just discrediting all the work of the hard Jewish people. And,
tracking the monoliths. It's a great gag, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if I could swallow it.
But it's funny because they said like the hottest place to be to understand aliens, and it just goes to because I don't. There is another news story I'll throw at you too. I don't have on here right now, but I could pull it up. But there is a video of people claiming they saw an alien being in the backyard in Vegas, outside Scripps
of
Vegas.
Yeah.
Remember that? And they actually have a video where it's like a shadow figure of a head, and they've gotten real people to actually see if the video has been edited, altered in any way, and it has not been. Like, legit forensics video evidence, and they're saying it is a legit video. So it is.
Did we ever find out what happened in Florida at that mall? I mean, it was probably a shooting.
I was like, Florida mall.
No, but where, like, it was like the entire city was, like, freaked out about this one mall because people were, like, running out of there saying that they were seeing these 8-foot creatures roaming the mall. And then they had, like the streets were lined up with cops, and I think the military, like, came in. But then they were like, no, it was just a prank. It was just whatever. And it's like, that's a lot of first responders for a... Am I remembering that right? Did the military
No, you are. So
up?
This is kind of the Vegas one real quick. And oh, we're... Kind of the picture with the beings. But no, yours is
He's
right.
He's in charge of this show, yeah. Not you.
So I just want to show you that one first. But no, you're right. The Florida thing, they were saying that they were claiming they were seeing like 8 to 10 foot beings. But the weird thing about that that kind of makes that strange is they didn't really talk about it. Like normally the news kind of gets into it and talks the stories of a shooting. And that's kind of the news for a couple of days. They, like, did not talk about it barely at all.
Yeah.
Kind of got
when,
shut out right
when
away,
the media doesn't talk about it, that's when you know something's real. That's the only way to know. I like, though, this video, Las Vegas alien video. How many people are like, yeah, fucking aliens coming into Vegas and Arizona and alien, right?
Yeah. Build a wall, goddammit. But
there you go. So that's like the head. So it's like they're saying it's like a cloaking device, but that is in the video. You can see it. And they're claiming
can you zoom in
headed
on that at all? Or like,
let me see if I could.
He's not Jamie.
I don't know.
So it's kind of there. You see the little head there.
Well, that's just a guy in a ski cap, isn't it? Oh, we're not looking at the red.
So the red arrow here, and then here you see like the two little eyes.
Huh.
Here, I'll pull up a larger picture. Give me 1 second.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you what do you think? Do you believe in aliens?
I would like to. It's an awful waste of space. I went to space camp.
Well, so you know everything.
Know. Yeah, I mean, they told us. They were like, here's where we keep them. You're kids. You're not going to tell anybody. It sounds cool. I wish they would, like,
make contact.
Expose themselves, you know. I want to see their genitals, yeah. You know. But, I don't understand the mystery, like, oh, we're going to drop a thing. We're going to show a, I don't know. It seems hard to get away with. Like, if they have, like, a cloaking thing, like, why would you risk it? Are they going to get in trouble when they go back to their home planet? Like, you fucking idiot. We told you not to do that.
Well, my thing was always also, like, ever since I was a kid, I always said, like, this universe is way too large for there not to be other beings. But what I never understood is why are we so... why do we have such low self-esteem that we assume they've got to be smarter and better than us?
Yeah, maybe they're idiots.
You know what I mean? They could be just complete sloths and morons. And So yeah, so that could definitely be an alien of some sort, or it could be a tarp. It could be some smoke.
Does this guy
from
not have a flash? Like, I don't understand. Yeah.
Why is it in black and white only?
Yeah. Every Bigfoot photo is grainy from 600 miles away, and it's just Todd. Just kidding. He would never go on a hike.
No.
Come on.
I don't know. Yeah, I remember hearing about this. And
well, aliens and I have a lot in common. We mostly show up in cities no one's ever heard of, and my parents don't believe in them. Fuck that joke up. You know, it's solid. Gotta laugh at it. He laughs at it anyway. Yeah, it looks like he's kind of like wearing a battle helmet, maybe. Or
yeah, they're saying it's like some type of cloaking
just
or something.
His dick
but
or something like that.
Is this down here? What,
are there two eyes and the, like a nose? Or
so
is that
this is the person's head, like the kid's head. So it's a dad and three kids. They're
but
walking
did they blotch it out, or is it just like a? Or is that just is
they
that
didn't
their hair?
Try to get any closer? Like
I think they zoomed in and like they black and whited it so you can see it like better. Because when in the color video, it is kind of like hard to see against the night sky. The idea of it being a cloaking outfit,
right?
Gotcha.
You know, and you see them run away and they freak out.
They're here, like, but it's so weird to think that there's these 8 foot tall beings and they're like, oh shit, they can see through the cloak. And then they run. They run.
Why is he like the guy from Home Improvement just over the fence? Like, what are we?
Well, Tim.
Yeah, I don't know. Fucking show yourself. Like, help us out here. Like, clearly we're.
Yeah.
Or are like they trying to escape and then they come here and they're like, shit's worse, we gotta go back, you know.
Well, the worst part is if he did take the cloak off and he's like, take me to your leader, and you're like,
about that.
Can you
if you got here, you probably already know.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't get signal in space.
It was always interesting to me too a little bit though that like even COVID they saw the flying objects and military and stuff and then no one really seemed to care. That was always surprising me too. I thought more people would be like, oh my god, but no one's
there
like,
have
eh,
been
whatever.
A bunch of like fighter pilots come out and be like, eh, shit's all real. I mean, it's probably real, but
I always said that was like that just showed how fucked up things were then.
Yeah,
that it was like, by the way, aliens. Third story of the night, aliens, real, proven. We're like, fuck, get back to the mask. What do we have to do? We have to. Do I have to?
Is this vaccine safe or not? Like, what do we?
Do I still have to Clorox my blueberries?
Yeah,
which is
like,
what I call masturbating.
Clorox my blueberries. Those are some small testicles. You should get that checked. Yeah. If your doctor is not worried about your testicles.
By the way, you just reminded me of this. When I was a professional wrestler, which I was for 18 years, I used to in Washington. You had to get a physical every year. And I remember one time having a doctor who said, who literally, he looked at me and was like, all right, so now I gotta do the testicle check. And then he's like, do you have both your testicles? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, all right, that's it. I've never felt less attractive in my life that this guy was like, I'm not gonna touch your balls if I don't have to.
He just said, do you have both of them?
Do you have both of them? Yes.
The doctors are on the honor system.
Right. Also, is that what they're checking for? I didn't realize that that's what it was.
I thought it was like lumps and like.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
You're like, I have
one, but it's spinning.
It's the sphere. Yeah. What else could you get away with? Like, could you just tell the doctor, like, look, I need drugs, like a lot
of them. Probably. This guy? I mean, I could probably be like, look, either I show you my dick or you give me some heroin.
Yeah.
You know?
He was probably really a weed doctor before it was legalized.
Yeah. Man, do you want this green card or what?
Do you ever have to do any sort of physicals or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, actually, I just got my balls looked at recently.
Well, but that was with Corey McCallis.
Yeah. Well, that's just my hobby. That's what I make my openers do. But,
it's your hobby.
I got on testosterone because I thought like this would help me like get super buff and fuck and like, you know.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good, but the acne and there's like, you know, it's crazy. I'm like 16 again with all my back acne. And so I was trying to get off of it. And I also started losing my hair, but that wasn't related. My hair was like falling. I had like a hot tub bacteria thing and I thought it was the testosterone. So
right.
I was like, oh, I'll just stop taking the testosterone. You're not supposed to just stop it.
No.
Yeah. So I don't listen to doc. They go like, hey, do the thing. And I'm like, la, 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 la.
Yeah.
And so they're giving me instructions like these are the safety and I don't care. So I just stopped taking it for like a week. And then I got back on it because I was like, oh, it has nothing to do with the hair thing. And then I was thinking like, I should probably quit this stuff. And then, but anyway, I was going through with balls. So my balls were kind of my left nut was kind of hurting, and it was like I noticed it was like on the day is like at like once a week it was like on the day I was supposed to inject, you're supposed to inject twice a week or something like that.
Once a month, you're bleeding from the
crush.
Yeah,
and so like I was like, something seems a little weird, and it, and so I realized like, oh, once I got back on a regular, I got back on like a smaller dose of it to try to like normalize everything, and then decide if I want to keep going or quit. And so, but yeah, I got tested for STDs. I made like 8 people look at my dick and balls, and then they're like, well,
only 3 of them worked at the hospital.
Yeah. I'm in the lobby like, do you guys know what this is? They're like, can you wait? We've all been Googling the same stuff. This wait is ridiculous. But yeah, they put the jelly on there, and they're, and I'm like, is it a boy or a girl? And they're like, it's a girl. But yeah, but it was, it was interesting because they like stop on one spot and they go, is that where it hurts? I'm like, what do you see? What is it? Yeah. And they're like, oh, we'll see, you know.
Yeah.
Like they never tell you immediately. And then they got the results back. They're like, everything looks good. So it's not
but what was that
yeah,
thing?
Yeah. And I'm like, why did you? And I, so yeah, maybe I should have said, yeah, yeah. But I was like, it's kind of hard to tell.
Right. Yeah.
They're really tiny. So it's just kind of an overall thing.
Sure.
So yeah, that's my ball story.
I remember actually, because I think you had just started taking it when we did Tucson.
Yeah, probably like November or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. I know about your testosterone.
Just brand new, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Like I definitely noticed like gym and like and sex and like helped. You know, but then you're kind of like, am I like, you know, what are the risks? What are the, because it's like I was doing fine before. I just, you know, you're like, I'm almost 40 and I'm like, it's just going to go downhill soon.
Sure.
So plus I didn't start working out until I was like 32 because I was like a broke comedian. I had to live in a Corolla. I didn't want to get big. That's my excuse. So, yeah.
That was the. So do you think if you were on testosterone, you would have done more with that chick that you brought back to the comedy?
Well, I was on it at the time, right? Or I have the bit on the, I'm trying not to do bits, you know, but I got chlamydia the first time I had sex, so I have like PTSD, you know, like I get like Vietnam flashbacks sometimes, like, so like,
oh, was she Vietnamese?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, so never trust them. The eyes are the window to the soul. So, and there's the pussy is sideways too, which is interesting. But am I canceled yet? So, I can't do the like, we just met, let's fuck. Like, I just can't.
Yeah.
I have, and I will in the future, but most of the time.
I can't either. I have to win them over with my personality.
Yeah, well, and your wife is a cockblock too. So.
Yeah, she doesn't. She's not a fan.
Of
me at all.
Well, well, who is? How many viewers did you have on live? 6 there. Better than I would get, but like the algorithms are just not friendly to me lately. But
anybody?
Yeah, Gabe was talking about that too. That he thinks it's like against comedians, and it kind of does seem like that's a real
thing.
Well,
even my dad was kind of, he's like, nobody likes my Facebook anymore. And I'm like, well, you're showing scars from your cancer. Like, no one wants to see this shit. But
hashtag cancer.
Yeah, just had a new surgery. Check out this bitch, you know. But yeah, I don't know what's good. It's all, it's hit.
So,
I used to just post it, get 500,000 views.
Yeah.
And then you're like, great. And now it's just like, the comedy boom is over.
Friend of the pod, Nabil the Extremist. He wound up going to some social media class or whatever. Probably just a bullshit way to, you know, get someone to pay you to be their manager.
Gary
but
B's. Yeah, here's what you gotta do.
Yeah, but he was talking to somebody, one of the experts, and they said comedy does not. He's like, yeah, I just want to post my comedy clips, and they're like, well, comedy doesn't do well on social media anymore. Like, you have to do other, like, yeah, they want heartwarming or uplifting stuff, and it's like, that's gay.
Yeah. Which is totally fine.
Yeah, I got no problem with it.
Just
don't shove it down my throat.
Well, now you tell me. Yeah, I don't know. It's brutal out there, but you know. I mean, some people are having tons of success and then you feel left out, but
yeah.
You know,
I think the only thing you can do is go off the Todd rope. So off the Todd rope is a segment that we do. now I know you're not into.
How do you climb up to the top of the? Are these ropes strong? Not these ropes. This one's
yes.
not going to hold your hand. But the wrestling ropes are those. That you're not the only fat wrestler. What am I talking about?
Yeah, there's plenty of us.
That's what they use to make your belt.
but yeah, we call it this because in wrestling you go off the top rope.
Yeah.
But oh. my name's Todd, so okay. It's a little bit of a pun.
I get it.
It's a ton of puns.
Okay.
And what this is, these are all, I don't even know what's in here.
Who, do you, okay. Could be more aliens stuff.
It could be. This one jumped out, so we're going to go with this one. So this is just rapid fire. I'm going to ask these, and you answer, hopefully, and then we'll see what happens.
What happens if I don't?
Well,
yeah. The alien, if we do take them to our leader, we go, hey, can you, like, do you have like a gun, like a ray gun? Could you just like... If I kill him, I'm in trouble. But
a lot of
it,
trouble.
You
but you,
fly away.
Yeah, that's right. Like, no, that's a very good point. That's a good way to try to get the president assassinated. Andrew Rivers.
Andrew, use YouTube.com.
Okay.
Do you know how to read?
If you
okay, just staring at it for 20 minutes.
If you could
sound it out.
If you could switch genders for the day, what would you do?
Mm.
So if you were a man for one day.
I mean, whatever I want, right? Like, isn't that the power of the puss? Is that you get to just... I'd get a comedy special on Netflix.
Well,
probably.
you're not changing race. So you'd be a white woman. Yeah. So yeah, you'd be 100% in control.
Yeah. You're like, where's my lap, bitch? You just need a button.
Yeah.
It shocks him a little bit, and then he goes, "Oh yeah, this is my job. I gotta laugh at Todd's jokes. You have the worst job." Pretending he's funny. Yeah, switching genders for like if you woke up as a woman. I'd like to see what it feels like to get fucked. You know, I don't know what it feels like as a guy, but
sure. That's such an interesting. By the way, that's such an interesting answer that you're like, I'd like to see what it would be like to get fucked.
Well, sometimes this is so weird. I imagine sometimes like, what would it be like? Where would you ever push on your what do you call it, the gooch or the
taint or
yeah, and you're like, I wonder what would it feel? That's where it would feel right there,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
And you're like, wonder what, you know.
Like,
there was
like
a part of me as a kid that always wondered, like, did they change me as a kid? Because I always felt, like, not manly, you know?
So you're from Seattle, so you're probably already thinking, like,
yeah.
I was born in the wrong body.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of, as you're fucking a chick, you're like, I wonder what this is like for her. Yeah. This is going to be so good
for
her. It's
going to be so amazing. The bliss that you're experiencing. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I definitely try to influence I mean, do you get a clean slate? Like, could I just go be a prostitute for 24 hours and then just make like a couple hundred bucks? And then,
yeah, I mean, that's good. I like a couple hundred bucks.
I mean, let's be realistic here.
So
I'm not a sexy man. I'm not going to be a sexy lady.
In your fantasy world, if you become a woman for one day, you're going to go get fucked by a bunch of dude. And makes a few hundred bucks. You're gonna be a low.
Like, do
price
I?
Hooker.
Does the baby stay with me? Do I get pregnant as a man? Like, if I get pregnant as a woman, and then I convert.
You get pregnant as a
where
woman.
Where is this genie?
You get pregnant as a woman. You give birth as a man, mm-hmm. and then you're elected mayor of Seattle. That's how it happens. No laugh. Would you rather have robot arms or robot legs?
Legs, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how it is. Walking. It's just so hard.
Not a fan.
Not a fan, no. Yeah. I like Leg day is my least favorite day at the gym, you know.
Yeah.
Plus, also, you're like, it's hard to show off like sexy leg. If you get like buff arms, you can be like, they're all people are looking at. Not a lot of people are looking down at your legs all the time. Like, nice thighs, brother. Look at those calves. You know.
But if you get the robot legs, then people would start looking down there. And
I don't. I just wear long pants all the time. I wouldn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
I'd join the Olympics.
They have calf implants for men now too, which is pretty wild and hilarious.
Yeah, there was an Entourage episode about that actually. So,
Good show.
What implants would you get? Would you take out your tits?
if I could take out my tits and put them in my biceps, that's
double these
with a little nipple right here.
You're already kissing them.
What's one thing you've always wanted to try but you've been too scared to do? I think we know.
Comedy.
Yeah. One day.
Someday. I'm not super adventurous like that. Like, I like eating the same thing every day, your mom, and I like routine. I don't people are like, oh, you gotta, whoa, you know, I'm like, no, thank you.
right.
Yeah, that comfortable.
Yeah.
People, even now, I like, you know, just a little bit of, like, drugs. You got to meet Jesus, right? That whole thing. Yeah. Oh, Luke is like, you got to try this kettlebell app. You won't be able to walk for 5 days. I'm like, no. Why would I do that? Like, I'm just trying to leave the gym not injured. You know, like, that's my...
My wife is a very, like, she's very extreme, you know, like, she loves doing stuff that's dangerous, which I'm sure there's plenty of jokes that, I'm so glad, like...
Honey, tonight I'll be on the bottom. We're living on the wild side.
But, like, all the stuff that, like, zip lines and all that sort of stuff that I'm not 100% sure if I'd want, I can't do anyway because they have a weight limit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the... what do they call it? The at the Fremont?
Yeah.
You're like Superman.
Imagine if I'm flying over you. Oh, God. I've seen people in the front row get up and go to the back because they're worried I might trip.
Yeah. They just hate your jokes.
So would your wife do the...
they're just leaving the show, Todd. Oh, yeah, we're just worried you're going to fall on us. That's why we're leaving. Don't worry, we'll be in back. We're just going to go outdoors. This whole building might collapse, to be honest. We just don't know. You knocked down the Twin Towers. Is that true?
That is true, yeah. I was the Chinese spy balloon.
Flew
over the... What were you saying about my wife?
I was going to ask if she was like willing to jump off the stratosphere on that crazy thing, because she said she's adventurous.
She'd love to do that. She did all the other stuff on top of the stratosphere.
Nice. I couldn't do that. No.
Okay.
I made enough. I've made my point. I think we're aware.
We're all aware.
We can get a bad joke anytime. I'll wait for a good one.
If you were stranded on a desert island, I almost read dessert, which would have been... and you only had three things. You can only bring three things. What would they be?
Liquid death. A boat. Which island?
That's a very good point.
I mean, Staten Island,
right?
You know,
I mean, yeah.
There's a ferry right there. It's not that hard.
And then there's a boat that'll take you over to Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Solid.
Thanks.
Some kind of you gotta have like a knife to like cut trees or something, probably. And kill myself.
Right, yeah, that's...
Just go, this is hard, actually. You know what? This is much softer. I can really make a dent in here. You could last on a desert island a long time. You got a reserve tank.
Yeah.
It'd take you a while to starve.
It's true. I could... I've always said that if I was in...
That's your doctor's recommendation. Actually, go to a desert island for a month. Just eat coconuts.
Crash somewhere for a while. I'd wind up being like Hurley. Did you ever watch Lost?
No.
Okay, so Hurley was this big fat guy who was on the plane, and it went down. And after like a few months on the show, it was becoming painfully obvious this guy just wasn't losing any weight. So they kept having to write in the lines like, "What's going on? Like, why aren't you losing weight. And then finally they had to write into the storyline that there was like some sort of automatic food drop that was going on. And he was like hoarding a lot of the food, and they just like clipped to him, and he'd be like putting like handfuls of peanut butter in his mouth and stuff like that. And I think they did that part of it just to explain why this isn't just.
I heard that there was like a lot of twists, and there was like a secret bunker that they find towards. Yeah, so there was like weird shit happening. But yeah. I mean, you'd be a great guy in a plane crash because you can use you as the flotation device.
That's what if I was on the Titanic, Jack could have gotten saved.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been on. We'll cut that one. That
I don't know if you're fitting on the door.
Yeah.
Somebody yeah. agreeing for you, fuck.
Oh, now you don't want him to laugh? Okay.
Yeah. All right, last one. If you were on an airplane that's about to crash, what's the last thing you would say or do?
I've imagined this a lot. Because I, you know, people want to freak out, and I think because you're so out of control that you're like, what am I gonna do, really? Like,
right.
You know, run up and be like, no, it's that switch, you idiot. Right. You know, yeah, like, yeah. What are you? I try to think. I just hope I wouldn't be one of the screamers. You know, yeah. I might grab a titty if someone was next to me. Like,
me.
Just be like, yeah, you know, hey Todd, I've always wanted to try this. Ooh, they're firm. Yeah, I just don't want to be the guy. I think I would try to be like, hey, this is fun, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, we're getting close. All right, you know?
I have a friend who every time there's like any sort of like major turbulence or whatever, he'll actually stand up and like do this sort of shit. And we're always like, why are you doing that? He's like, if this plane's going down, I'm just going to have a fucking good time. But I mean, like, it's got to be annoying to everybody else if every time there's turbulence.
I mean, I'm keeping my seatbelt on just in case, you know. Like,
yeah.
Because I've heard this, you know, the fly around and you know.
It would be crazy if he gets up and starts dancing and then they are able to land somehow and everyone's there and he's just like flying back and forth. We can cut that too.
We can cut the whole show actually if you just use this camera the whole time. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I mean, I'm not super religious. I wouldn't pray. I try to make a phone call. Like, if they go, hey, we're fucked. This thing.
You'd be like, well, I'm taking this off airplane mode.
Hey, mom. You know, like, Todd, I miss you. I'm sorry. Yeah, but it'd be fun to, like, record a video. That's the only way I'm going to get 1 million views anymore. Just be like, hey, we're going down. Find this when I'm dead. Go watch my special, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I'd probably try, because, I mean, they find stuff. I'm sure that they maybe figure out a way to salvage that. And,
Phone would survive.
Phone would survive.
Yeah.
That's a crazy, like, there was no cell. Imagine 9/11 with, like, cell phone, like, if people were just, like, jumping off going, like, ah.
Oh, I do imagine that.
Yeah, it's, what you masturbate to, but. I think I would try to go, hey, here we go, last message, peace on earth, whatever. Right. And
hey,
I'm gonna fucking haunt you, you bastards. You know what you did, Pat. I'd try to fuck somebody over, you know?
Yeah.
Todd raped me, and then they'd be like, I no.
By the way, just
I wanted to, but I was too scared.
Did you hear Colin Quinn's story on he was on We Might Be Drunk?
I did listen to that. I don't know what
he told the story about Norm Macdonald, about how like a month before he died, Norm called him up and was like, hey, we need to go out and do a bunch of casinos together. He's like, why don't you call the manager and get some stuff booked? So Colin Quinn got a bunch of casino shows booked. Norm knew he was dying.
Yeah,
he knew
he
wasn't going to be
telling anybody. Right. Yeah.
He knew he wasn't going to be doing the casino shows, but
Now
he got Colin locked in. It's such a great, like,
that's funny.
Yeah. That's
so
hilarious.
He just set up a bunch of gigs with each other.
A bunch of gigs that he knew aren't, I mean,
that's
like
funny.
Casinos here in Vegas are fun, but casinos anywhere else is always a little, mm-hmm. So yeah, I thought that was
That's
fun.
Really funny.
I would love to have Norm Macdonald in this pod.
Well.
But anyway, guys.
he was great.
I'll be dead soon.
I hope so.
This is how you know I'm dying. I call to book you.
Hello Beautiful is mm-hmm. on YouTube right now.
Yep.
All of your specials are on YouTube, right?
Yeah. This one I put on my channel. I fought them And now they're not helping me, but, you know, so it's up to me.
And do you have any dates coming up that you want to plug? Any ladies you'd like to plug?
I'm on tour with Steve Hofstetter, Hartford, Connecticut. Doing a door deal in Yonkers for some reason. I'm going to lose a bunch of money. Just trying to get on cooler podcasts in New York.
Sure.
So I found
sure.
a little gig nearby. And what's a good one? Oh, I'm at Tacoma. When does this come out?
Next Thursday.
Tacoma Comedy Club, July 5th and 6th. Holiday weekend headliner, baby.
Hell yeah.
Are you around? I might need an opener.
What dates is it?
July 5th and 6th?
No, I won't be.
Okay. Well,
there's that.
I'm dying.
AndrewJRivers.com, right?
Sure, yeah. And on every app, Instagram, YouTube, OnlyFans, whatever you want.
Don't plug your YouTube on here.
We did it seven. You plugged my YouTube. Fuck you.
And I just want to say, I know I said this at the beginning, but July 12th and 13th, Washington, D.C. really need tickets to be sold.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing there?
D.C. Comedy Loft?
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing the. They have like a 60 seat thing.
Yeah. The downstairs one.
Yeah, I think I'm doing that in August. So.
So we're just missing each other in D.C.
Thank God.
I can't.
The blob takes over the Capitol.
And then I'll be there too. I'm going to be going to a cigar lounge there in D.C. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but they say a lot of political figures, because right next to the White House, a lot of political figures hang out there. So I'm going to try to
influence some.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get everyone on that Southwest to
be like, this is the guy dragging down healthcare costs.
You know? All right, everybody. Well, thanks for
Todd for president
for joining me and my buddy Rivers.
You might live longer than
that's true. It's really between me and Joe Biden. It's a race, which is the first race I've ever been in, besides the
hot dog eating contest.
I'm the LeBron James of hot dog eating.
Well, what's
Joey
his name?
Chestnut? Yeah. I said that, and he hated me for saying that he was the LeBron.
He's
James
like he's
of
the
hot
LeBron
eating.
James of hot dog eating.
I mean,
like,
he is. The greatest of all time in hot dog eating.
Well, first off, then he'd be the Michael Jordan.
Ooh,
of, hot dog
can of worms.
You've never seen Todd slurp down a wiener.
On that note, like, comment, subscribe.